Moncrief on News Talk.
The photographer Ruth Medjbar is currently touring Ireland in a camper van, which means she's getting to eat in a lot of restaurants. And she's begun to notice something. We're all disgusting pigs. Ruth, good afternoon.
Well, thanks for that. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I thought I'd make a punchy intro. What, Ruth, tell us what horrors you've witnessed.
Look, we're not all disgusting pigs, but what I think I've noticed is that people have forgotten their table manners an awful lot. So, like, I'm going into restaurants, cafes, casual dining, fancier dining, and I just looked around. I was in a place in Doolin, now I won't name it, but they I was sitting there and about 100 people got off a bus and came in, all sat down. And what I saw was an array of kind of forgotten table manners. People, you know, having a chat with a food full of mouth, or a mouthful of food, spitting it all over the people. People not taking their coats and their hats off. You know, I just kind of saw it all and I was kind of horrified. And I was like, God, when I was a kid, we were told there was a such thing as table manners. There's an etiquette to dining with people. And I just don't think, I don't think we're teaching that anymore to kids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, from what I'm seeing, I just don't think. So it was like a toddler, like maybe a 3 or 4 year old sitting across from us in a booth and jumping up and down the seats, which is grand. Kids have a lot of energy. They need to do this, like. And then eating his dinner, eating his mashed potatoes with his fistful of hands, and like a fistful of it, just shoving it into his mouth. And then wiping the mashed potatoes on the seats and just, you know, roaring and shouting. And I'm like, all right, well, the parents aren't bothered, which is fine. Then it made me think about, God, when that kid grows up, like in 30 years' time, are we going to have a nightmare situation where every restaurant is just disgusting?
Yeah. The people who got off the bus, Ruth, were they Irish people?
So it was kind of, it's, you know, Doolin's such a touristy town. So there was, I'd say there's a bunch of tourists, right? So people, Japanese people, French people, and I could hear it in their accents. It was a real mixed tour group. I don't know what it was, like a day trip down from Dublin or whatever. So listen, understandably, different cultures, different people have different, you know, standards, different etiquette, different rituals when it comes down to eating. Do you know, like, and I've travelled the world as well. Some people use their knife and fork like this. Some people don't use their knife and fork at all. And that's not really what I'm talking about. Like, you know, I'm not talking about like, oh, you never put your chopsticks back down when you do this, whatever. Not the banal rules, you know, the uppity rules that came from like a higher class. I'm talking about basic manners when you're in an environment that you're sharing with other people, about, like, you know, not to make an ungodly mess on the table. And people, just what I watched, I was like, none of these people, I don't want to sit with any of these people. It's kind of gross, you know, having the conversations with your mouth full. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand it. Like, so yeah, that's kind of what I was pondering this week. I was like, I can't, I think table manners are gone.
Yeah.
And, you know,
do you remember were you taught table manners?
Yeah, absolutely. My parents would have, and like, my parents come from two different cultures as well. My dad comes from North Africa. They have a different set of table rules or manners or etiquette than my mom, who comes from Ireland, you know. But we were always taught, don't speak with your mouth full, don't put your elbows on the table, you know, like, don't eat before everyone's been served. But I think that's gone out the window. If you've ever been to a wedding, like these days, you know, if someone's left, people just crack on into their dinner and they don't wait for everyone to be served. And I'm sitting there going, am I the only one that thinks that's a bit rude or a bit slightly inconsiderate? Or they'll take a phone call at the table and they're roaring away having a chat and everyone else at the table is just kind of shifted in their seat uncomfortably, kind of going, I guess we'll wait for them to finish their conversation before we continue ours. You know,
like, yeah.
Am I being weird though? Am I being really old fashioned by thinking we should hang on to a few of the table manners? Now, I'm not talking about elbows on the dinner table, because personally, I'm fine with that. Like, I like casual dining. I think most of our dining situations should be informal and relaxed and enjoyable. You know, I do want them to be a nice space that's not disgusting to look at, and you're not imposing on other people either, you know.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people already are texting in, Ruth, agreeing you about the talking with your mouth full is kind of, nobody wants to look at that. What?
No.
Like, though somebody else wonders, are elbows on the off the table still a thing?
I don't think
I never quite understood that, why that was a bad thing anyway, to be honest with you.
Neither did I. Like, so I'm not talking about the outdated rules that maybe came from a different time that are unrelatable to us. But, like, there was a woman sitting next to me and she was eating risotto and she had the fork in her right hand and she was pushing the food onto her fork with her thumb.
Oh!
Her other thumb. And I was like, do you not know what a knife is for? Would you not figure it out? Like,
did it look like she'd never used a fork before?
Do you know, and she was sitting there in a soaking wet raincoat and a bum bag attached to her. And I was like, take your jacket off, will you?
Oh, God. You know what somebody else is texting to say? We've been to quite a few fancy restaurants lately. People are on their phones, reaching over each other. I saw someone pick up a dropped knife and use it straight afterwards. Nobody using napkins.
Yeah, nobody knows how to use a napkin anymore. We're not teaching the kids this, which is the most alarming thing for me. Like this little munchkin that was running around the restaurant spearing potato everywhere, his parents were not like encouraging him to use a spoon or a fork, you know, or instructing him how to do this. It was very much like, Grant, this is your playground, go have fun, let me be on my phone for a while.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's kind of sad.
And how old was this child?
Before school, so I'd say 3 or 4. Like.
Yeah, well, sure, they don't know any better. They're like lunatics at that age, really. You can't get any sense out of them.
But you need to teach them things. You need to teach them when they're young, like. And this kid was just not having any kind of... I get it. Kids, they're a ball of energy, you know. But, like, you should at least be kind of saying, oh, look how you do this, look how you do that. Not, like, grab a fistful of mashed potatoes and off you go, kiddo.
Yeah. But you learned from your parents. So
yeah.
are you saying now, Ruth, that perhaps they should be teaching them this kind of thing in school? You know, bring in an etiquette teacher.
What? No. Why can't the parents teach them? The parents don't know themselves.
The parents are going, this is what you, like, your knife's on the floor, pick it up and eat with that.
Well, you know what? Maybe they should learn from my column in the Indo where I give out about things like this. But, like, honestly, if you have a child, teach the child how to behave in society. Otherwise, it's going to be chaos and restaurants are not going to be enjoyable. Everything is going to turn into a bloody plastic playpen of a place. We need to have some rules so that everyone can enjoy the space together. And I don't have to look at this. You know, mashed potato being flung everywhere, or you spitting food at me.
All right. Well, maybe they'd have a separate child area where they can smear mashed potato there.
Do you know what? There are wonderful children who know how to use at least a spoon and, you know, will sit down for 10 minutes and that's perfect. That's all you need. Eat your dinner and have. And when your kid is no longer enjoying the space, go on, off you pop, like.
Yeah. So, now, somebody texted D says, I had table etiquette classes in school in the 60s. Now it's in a boarding school. People still think I'm from a bygone age, as I would remove my jacket at the table at weddings, as was taught that a gentleman doesn't remove his jacket while at the table. Also, the man lost himself a wife for holding like a pen his knife. good quote there. Elbows on the table can block a line of sight in a conversation. That's why it drives me mad, says another texter. And somebody else says, people who lip smack noisily when eating. Or people who make, some people make a little noise when they eat, noise when they do that. That's a bit gross.
And you know
as
what?
Well.
In some cultures, slurping is a sign, it's a compliment to the chef when you're slurping away. And that's fair enough when it's done culturally. But when someone just doesn't, they're not aware of the noises that they're making, it can be the most infuriating thing ever. If I ever listen to my partner eating crisps, I glare at him until he gets the point.
Yes. One text disagrees with you. Tony says, waiting until everyone else is served is utterly ridiculous. Says Tony. He might be hungry. Tony,
But when if the person is sitting there without the food says, listen, crack on, I don't want you waiting, then go for it. But the acknowledgement that someone hasn't got something in front of them is polite and it's considerate of your other guests. And that's, I guess that's all manners is, isn't it? Like, it's just that consideration for the other people around you, you know? Like, it's just simple etiquette, honestly.
Where are you today, Ruth? What part of the country are you in?
We slept in Leash in the Slieve Bloom Mountains, and now we have travelled to the Curra, and I've pulled over here amongst all the sheep to have a chat with you.
Right, okay. So where are you heading to now today, or are you heading home?
I'm going to head off, but we don't know where yet, and that's the beauty of a camper van. So I'm going to have a look at the map. Yeah, throw a dart at a map and see where we're going to go this evening. We're going to make hay while it shines because it's gorgeous out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, Ruth, enjoy the rest of your tour around Ireland. That was the photographer, podcaster and columnist with the Irish Independent, Ruth Medjbar there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.